The plans dated 1856 belonged to the earliest planning stages of the Akunoda Steam Factory because they were devised even before Hardy's left for Nagasaki. First, they show the general layout of the ternary building, where lathes, drills, planes, and other instruments were powered by a steam engine. Hardy's faithfully followed the architectural plans, including the sober decorations and rounded windows. The roof construction must have been vital because the driving shafts of the machines that would be installed had to be made in Holland and had to fit when installed in the building. The steam engine that powered the machines was placed in such a way that it could transmit its energy to the shafts. The interior photograph of about 1862 shows how the rotating movement of the shaft was transmitted with belts to the different machines. All aspects of these construction details can be followed on the plans. The emplacement of the engine and the boiler, the transmission to the driving shafts and their bearings, the driving wheels for the machine belts, and the suspension of the shafts on the columns that supported the roof beams.